Okay, great. And what do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it for hanging clothes?
The closet.
Okay, and sometimes people have things that are movable, movable closets. Do you know a name for that?
The ball room?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? Like that.
Shingles.
Do you ever call them anything else?
Yes. This house has a... the board has left me all of a sudden. You made me forget it. You said clapboards, didn't you? Weatherboarding.
Oh.
Weatherboarding.
Okay.
That's what we call the outside.
Do you ever say clapboards?
No. Weatherboarding is what we've always called it. Outside boards when it's a wood house.
Okay, I guess the overlapping is so that the weather won't get in, isn't it?
Yes.
That makes sense.
That's right.
Okay, what do you call the covered area right out here?
Porch, but they used to call it piazza.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Piazza. And the generation before mine called it piazza with the long I.
Oh.
But my parents and grandparents said piazza. But we call it porch.
It sounds kind of Italian. I wonder if it is.
Piazza. Well, piazza does sound a little Italian. I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting. And suppose you had a small porch that didn't have a roof. Do you have a name for that?
No, I think I know what you had reference to. Some people call them stoops, but we never did. No, okay. I don't know what they used to call that. I tell you, the older houses, those that had them, didn't have that kind. All of the older houses had a porch or piazza.
Mm.
Or else none.
Uh-huh.
Just an entrance.
And what do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are put before they milk?
The lot.
Okay.
Because that's smaller than a pasture. You mean lot.
Uh-huh.
Lot.
And what do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A rock wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel, open at the top, it's about this big, for carrying water or milk?
A bucket.
Okay.
Pail, with pail now, there's a difference. A bucket would be the wooden one, and I think that was the difference long ago, too. And if it was made out of tin or some metal, it was called a pail.
Just what I was going to ask you.
That's right.
And what do you call the heavy iron thing used on the stove to fry things in?
The frying pan.
Okay.
Now they call it fry pans, but we said frying pan.
Have you heard any others?
Skillet. Skillet.
Do you ever use that?
Oh, yes. Use one every day, Mom.
Okay. And what about the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off?
The faucet?
Okay.
Would I guess that's right.
Would you call it the same thing if it's on a barrel?
A barrel? Well, I would, because I would know it was on a barrel. Let me see. I guess I would, the faucet.
Okay. What about out in the front yard? You know, where you turn the water on and off?
The hydrant.
Okay. And when you buy some cans of food at the store, where do they put them in for you to carry them home?
That's an interesting question, because paper bag. But we had a family here from North Carolina that called it paper poke.
A paper poke?
P-O-K-E.
Oh, huh.
But we never called it that. We always said paper bag.
Okay, well, great. They were from North Carolina, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And what about a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth that you might carry, say, 100 pounds of chicken feed in?